Cody, if you want to come on up, I don't want to deprive you of an audience if we have any latecomers. This will give us a chance to maybe head over and make it to the meeting on time. Our last speaker of the day is Cody Kearns from Clemson University, and he's going to be talking about the effects of planting date and variety on thrips population and injury into cotton in the southeastern United States.
Thank you. Thrips are usually in the top three economically damaging insects in the United States. Across the Cotton Belt, in 2013, they were the third most economically damaging, and in 2015, they took the spot as the most economically damaging pest in cotton in the United States. We know that they cause significant yield loss in cotton. This is partly due to the growth stage of cotton that thrips infest. They can be found infesting cotton at the cotyledon stage to the four true leaf stage. Generally, the cotton is very susceptible during this stage of development. It's very small, and if you look closely there, you can see the little kind of black cigar shape in the middle of that cotyledon. That's a tobacco thrips infesting the cotton before it has opened up the cotyledons. In South Carolina, the thrip species complex is generally comprised mostly of tobacco thrips, Franklinella fusca. This kind of generally ranges from around 65 to 85%. For my study, I had two objectives. The first was to measure the effect of planting date on thrips numbers, plant injury, and yield in South Carolina. My second objective was to measure the effect of variety on cotton, of cotton on thrips numbers and injury in the southeastern United States. For today, I'm just going to cover the first objective. My design was a completely randomized block design, and I had a 2x10 factorial design in 2016 and a 2x2x10 factorial design in 2017. I only included one variety in 2016. That was Phytogen 333. I had one treatment of insecticide. That was Aris, which is imidacloprid and thiodicarb, in 2016. And I had 10 planting dates, so that's basically 10, the 10 factorials, the 10 treatments, so to speak, from April 18th to June 15th. In 2017, I added in another variety. It's a mid to full maturing variety. That's Phytogen 499, whereas Phytogen 333 is an early maturing variety. I changed the treatment in 2017 to be a 5-pound rate of Thimet. We did this for two reasons. One, to avoid any interactions with nematodes that the Aris might have had, and two, because it's an easy application to use and farmers in South Carolina use it. I included the same basic setup for planting dates with minor variations due to weather. From above, the tests look something like this. You can see the very green plots are those that were planted early. They're growing. They've been up for several weeks, and some of the kind of brown plots are those that are just been planted a couple weeks ago. For my sampling and analysis, I was concerned with mainly the three variables. We had the thrip samples, which we did weekly. We did this with TID plants, and we put them in alcohol jars and then counted them with a dissecting scope back at the lab later. We had a thrips injury rating on a scale of 0 to 5, 5 being the most damaging, 0 being the least damaging. And then we did those every week when we did the thrips observation, the thrip sampling. And then in 2017, we took seed cotton yields with the mechanical plot picker. I analyzed all the data with Tukey's, the conservative estimate for all the lines, and I used ProcMix for all of the two-way and three-way interactions. To kind of normalize some of the data for the thrips observations, I used a thrips days calculation, which is the adults and the immatures for the first observation added to the adults and immatures for the second observation, divided by two, and then multiplied by the number of days between observations. The injury ratings are on a scale of 0 to 5. This slide here is to help give you an idea what that might look like. 0, the plants are pretty clean. There's not a lot of damage, real visible damage. Anything at a 3 or above is considered an economically damaging level. In 2016, we had a lot higher thrips pressure than we did in 2017. On this graph here, it represents the average thrip stays that we observed in the plots. On the y-axis, you can see that is the variable there. On the x-axis, you have the planting date ranging from April 18th to June 15th. We have two treatments included in this year. Aeris is in the orange and untreated is in the purple. We had a significant interaction between treatment and planting date. The first two planting dates saw a significant interaction where Aeris was significantly different than the untreated plots, but after that we didn't see any significant differences. The thrips pressure generally correlated with the thrips injury that we observed in the field in 2016. For this slide, the injury ratings are on the y-axis. That's on the 0 to 5 scale that I mentioned earlier. Again, anything above 3 is economically damaging. And again, we've got those planting dates on the x-axis. Keep in mind that this is an average, and that for the first planting date, we saw a significant interaction between Aeris and the untreated plots. So these seed treatments are working effectively against tobacco thrips for these early planting dates. And I would also like to mention that, like before, when you were looking at those thrips days bars, the highest thrips pressure occurs early in the year, which is why we're seeing these higher injury ratings on these earlier planting dates. For 2017, remember that I included another variety in this trial, and that we had slightly less thrips pressure in this year. For the thrips days on the y-axis in this chart and the planting date on the x-axis, we didn't see a significant interaction between treatment and planting date, or variety and planting date, so we pooled all of the data together. Remember that this treatment here was the 4-8 at 5 pounds per acre, and as you would expect, we saw that the highest thrips pressure occurred early in the year, generally in those months occurring before mid-May. Although we didn't see a significant interaction between treatment and planting date, we did see a significant interaction for treatment alone when we added all of the planting dates together. And as you would expect, 4-8 saw significantly less thrips than the plots that were untreated for 2017, and we saw less injury in the 4-8 plots than we saw in the untreated plots. For the injury ratings in 2017, again on the y-axis, the same setup that you saw before, and the same planting dates that you saw before, we only saw a significant interaction for planting date and variety. Again, the variety phytogen 333 in purple and the variety phytogen 499 in orange, we saw the significant interaction on May 31st planting date. Personally, I do not believe this is anything that's biological. I believe this is only a statistical difference that we saw. Generally, we didn't see any differences between these varieties injury-wise across these planting dates. I believe this is mostly due to the fact that there wasn't high enough thrips pressure to detect these types of injuries. And we also, for our final observation, we took we got the mechanical plot picker and we took seed cotton yields in 2017. That's represented on the y-axis, and then on the y-axis, and then on the x-axis, we have the planting dates. We generally saw that phytogen 333, which is the earlier maturing variety, yielded higher in the later planting dates, and phytogen 499, mid to full maturing variety, yielded higher in the earlier planting dates, which is kind of what we expected, but we didn't have enough thrips pressure to detect any yield differences. So in summary, in South Carolina, early plantings of cotton are going to be subjected to higher thrips pressure than later plantings. And the later plantings may avoid substantial thrips infestation and injury. Thrips populations generally drop below economically damaging levels after mid-May in most years. These seed treatments are working, and they're an effective tool to use when you're managing thrips and preventing injury in your cotton. In 2017, we did not detect significant differences in yield because the thrips pressure was below detectable levels between the two varieties. If you're going to consider using planting date to manage thrips, you might want to pick a variety that is less sensitive to having yield loss from having different planting dates. And at-plant insecticides targeting thrips are an easy and effective means to manage risk of thrips injury in early planted cotton. I'd like to acknowledge my advisors, Drs. Jeremy Green and Dr. Francis Ray Jones, the South Carolina Cotton Board, the Cotton Incorporated, and my industry sponsors, and the 2016-2017 Adisto Bug Crew. If there's any time, I'll take questions now. Yes.
Unfortunately, after a couple of years of low pressure, it looks like the young people did a great threshold in reaching that. How would you have expected the results to be different in higher pressure or stress on cotton plant rows? How would you expect your results to differ in those cases, either with the seed treatment or the environment?
So the question was, is if I had a year with higher thrips pressure, what would I expect the differences to be in the injury between the untreated and the treated plots? And my answer to that is I would expect that the differences between those treatments would be significant for the imidacloprid and for the thimet treatments in the early planting dates. But I would not expect, as we go back into the later planting dates, to see as much utility out of those seed treatments as those populations drop off.
Any more questions for Cody?
Yes.
What growing polymer would you use as a seed treatment for cotton in South Carolina?
So the question was, what do growers in South Carolina primarily use to treat thrips in South Carolina? I'm not exactly sure what the percentages are, but if I was going to guess that Aris would be a popular choice and imidacloprid would be a popular choice to use when you're treating thrips, especially from a cost perspective. You can get imidacloprid at $7 an acre, and it's an effective choice on thrips alone. I believe some growers use thimet as well. They use the 4A, and they get some utility out of it. Got one in the back.
Based on your research, do you conceivably think that at some point you would see South Carolina having a date where you would recommend that growers does not need a seed treatment for thrips?
Okay, so the question was, is there a specific date where I would begin to recommend that a grower not use a seed treatment in South Carolina? And my answer to that would be that mid-May is a good cutoff point. But you need to also consider what variety you're going to use. Is your variety flexible with that planting date, that later planting date? And what kind of pressure do you have from other insects in that kind of early season window that you might need to use that seed treatment for? But I would consider mid-May to be a cutoff if you have a good late planted variety that's a good choice yield-wise and you're only managing thrips. Yep, thank you.